Some good news, though. What started out as quite a tough one with the libraries. The library conversation continues to take off. Thank you so much for your massive response that we've gotten regarding libraries. We had Jordan Hill Lewis, our mayor, as well as independent expert city strategist Jodie Alamai in studio on Wednesday discussing libraries in our Wednesday panel. We've heard so much from all of you. I know some of you even continue chatting about it on Lester's show. My Twitter feed is filled with all kinds of testimonials around the libraries that people love. But while we were in studio on Wednesday, it's one of the libraries that popped up as a resounding favorite happened to be the Philippi East Public Library. And we thought, what an opportunity for us to use our City Faves. That's basically, we took that as a nomination for City Faves. Obviously, this is the segment every Friday at about 6:40, where we put a spotlight on something that is quintessentially Cape Townian. It could be a person, a place, a pathway, a concept, a natural hideaway. And this happens to be one. I'm so excited to welcome Lawrence Ngenbane, who is the head librarian at Philippi East Library. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm excellent, Lawrence, and congratulations on being Cape Town City Fave, or Cape Talks Breakfast City Fave. Tell us all about the Philippi East Library. Why do people love it so much?
Philippi East Library is situated in Lower Crossroad, in the informal settlement. So the reason why the people, they love our Philippi East Library is because of the outreach programs that we are running. We are running storytelling for ECDs, primary schools, and grade 10 for high schools. We also have a digital literacy, which is we focus on the women's. So we don't have any age limit on women. We teach them how to, the basic computer basics, how to open computer, how to create emails, how to apply online. So yes, we're helping them, but we don't give them certificates. No, it's just basics.
Yes.
Previously we focused on from the age of 16 to 35, but this year it's open.
Brilliant. And you're never too old to learn a little bit more about computers. They're changing all the time. Another thing that you guys offer, I understand, is entrepreneurial skills.
Yes. We have a program that we used to call it our skill program for women. And now we call it our information access skills program, which is also focuses on women. Where we have, we bought material where we teach the community how to to make things for themselves, not to depend on the government. So, for instance, we have a meeting. They made things on material, then after they finish it, then we marketed it and then they sold it. But it's not for the benefit of the library. But all the income they get from there, it goes to them, straight to them, not
That's
to the
brilliant.
Library.
Okay, so you're not just giving skills in entrepreneurship, you're actually providing materials and allowing them to make an income.
Yes.
And I understand that you've got great support from Ward Councillor Mboniso Akhita.
Yes. Before the COVID pandemic, then he gave us 25,000. He sponsored us with 25,000 to buy all the material that we need for that skill program. Then since then, he's very supportive. Even now, this week or next week, I will have a meeting with them because there are things that we need to discuss. For instance, we have a shortage of computers because we have only five computers, and those five computers will only spend 45 minutes per day, so which is very little. So we want to negotiate with them if we can get us more computers.
So when you say each person can only use each computer for 45 minutes per day,
That's correct.
Okay, so if I'm trying to do research, if I'm trying to study, if I'm trying to get into your very programs, your digital programs or information access skills program, we definitely need more than five computers because you're clearly servicing a huge number of people.
Yes.
All right. Well, we if you don't mind, we'll if anybody is open to assisting, do WhatsApp us on 072-567-1567, and we will put them in touch with you and or the ward counselor.
Wow, that was great.
All right. Thank you so much, Lawrence, and thank you so much for being a City Fave. We'd like you to continue to be a City Fave, so I really do hope we're able to get that kind of support.
Thank you very much for inviting me on this program.
Certainly. Thank you for doing what you do. Lawrence Mgenpane is the head librarian at the FAVE, Philippi East Public Library. Do you head out to the Philippi East Public Library? As I said, Jody and the mayor say that's one of their FAVEs. And if we'd like to continue to be a FAVE, are you able to assist? Let us know 072-567-1567.